Okay. And next we have, yes, sir.
Hi there. This is
Who's
kind of a surprise to
ready?
me. My name's Campbell Scott, and I'm the founder of Oceanswide. I come from Newcastle, Maine. I grew up on Matinicus Island, and through a comedy of errors, I started flying remotely operated unmanned submersibles for people like Bob Ballard and the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, and was told by David Packard, when you've learned enough here, go back and make the world a better place. So I moved back to Maine to try and do that. We started teaching kids about the ocean exploration, getting below the surface of the water and finding out what's down there. And we've taught 300 kids to dive and a number of them to fly remotely operated vehicles. And getting down below the surface, they started finding all of these ghost traps, trash traps, derelict traps, whatever, lost traps, and said to me, "You've got to do something about this." And I realized that I'm getting old and I need to teach them how to do that. So we're teaching them how to do that. We are working with fishermen and the state, and we have pulled over 12,000 traps out of the environment, 4,000 out of Booth Bay Harbor alone. And we're hoping to expand our work because there's a lot more down there than just one or two traps that we can get with divers in 60 feet of water or less. And so we're going to expand. We're going to try and get millions of traps out of the Gulf of Maine and hopefully help rebuild the resources as best we can.
Thank you.
Thank
And
you.
we have a question from Senator Moore.
Sure.
This is great. I really do appreciate that. What are you all doing with the traps that you're finding?
Ah, good question. We thought we would just put them on the dump or put them into the landfill, and the kids wouldn't have it. We've got to tear them apart. So it takes 3 minutes for someone who's skilled to take a trap fully apart. That's taking the bricks out, the funnel hoops, the plastic bits and pieces, the escape vents and the cleats and all that, taking the rope off. We do y leave the heads in, the net heads in the traps, and then we crush them and send them off to be recycled. So they are being recycled through
Perfect.
AIM or Schnitzer or a number of different smaller organizations.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're working with the University of Maine, the Advanced Structures and Composites Center. We're trying to maybe take those escape vents and 3D print a boat so that we can use that to go out and get more traps or fish out of. Yeah.
Very cool.
Got to get these plastics out of the water.
Yes.
The PVC coating on the traps and the plastic bits and pieces don't help the ocean at all. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. And
Yes.
I believe Representative Thorne has a question.
Hey, Ms. Chair. Curious if these traps do they actually contain remnants of lobsters
Oh yeah.
or have
66% of
lobsters?
the traps that we've pulled off the bottom in Booth Bay have had animals in them. Anywhere from an inch to nice big selects. I've hauled seven lobsters out of one trap. That's the most that we've ever hauled out of. But there's cunner, there's mussels, of course, that are growing on the traps, and there's all sorts of different animals, crabs and flounder. We found all of those animals in these traps.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Sadly, we found a flounder that was laying over the top of one of the heads. And usually, if you're diving and you come up on a flounder, it'll scoot away real fast. This thing just laid there, and it had been, the fins were all chewed up, and it was in sad shape, and it just laid there like, "Finish me off, please." So, if we can get them out of those traps, it's very helpful. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Rep. Hepler has a question as well.
All right, I'll get this right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
My understanding is that NOAA has had some funding for that in the past. Do they still have that?
We are partnered with five groups from Massachusetts to Maine, and we received one of those grants from NOAA, FY22 Marine Debris Grant, and we're applying again for a 25 FY25 okay. Marine Debris Grant. So, right. Anybody that'd like to write a letter of support, we would gladly take that. Thank you.
I see Representative Farron.
Where do you get your students, or where are all the students that are helping you coming from? High school to college?
High school, college. We've had kids from New Zealand and South Africa come, but most of them are from Maine, and they're usually the at-risk, I guess is the term to use, students from down east in Gouldsboro to Matinicus and Vinyl Haven and Rockland. So, yeah. Yeah. And Stonington. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. And I believe you were going to provide some cards to the committee.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, if you're willing to share those with our clerk, she can pass them out to the committee.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. And I believe we have another person in the room who would like to. First, Amanda, and then thank you.